News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
7 minutes after 8 o'clock at FM Talk, 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Dan and Dalton here. Dalton with an exhausting weekend, and we'll get to that before we get to the bottom of the hour right now. Meanwhile, we've got the president of the University of Mobile on the line with us. Dr. Lonnie Burnett is live from the campus. Dr. Burnett, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
And I guess we're saying good morning to your students, too, because actually you teach a U.S. history class. And I said, well, what time's the class? You said, well, it's going on right now. So we're kind of taking you.
They're actually taking a final exam. I've stepped out in the hall, so they're struggling through a final exam. So they're here bright and early. You're right.
That's great. But that's pretty cool that you teach a class. That's very commendable. And I need to get up there that way and see you all real soon.
Absolutely.
So we want to get around to this fair you're going to have, a drive-through fair only, a college fair. But first of all, let's talk about coronavirus, University of Mobile, and how you guys have managed to get things so far this fall semester.
Well, that's a good question, Dan. We, you know, going back to last March, we actually shut down the week before spring break and finished the spring semester completely online. Then we came back this fall with kind of a hybrid model. Every class we offer, you've got the choice to be in person or online. So while I'm teaching a U.S. history class in person, half the class might be online because we've got to follow the occupancy rates for the rooms. Then you've got to monitor, of course, any kind of positive case. We've got to isolate on campus or they go home. We've got to quarantine the contact. So we've got a very good student life staff who's done that, and we've been very blessed. I think our biggest week of a positive cases might have been 18, and of that 18, probably 5 or 6 were on campus isolated. The others were at home. So it's just been a case where you've got to monitor every day and keep up with what's going on. But we've been actually very fortunate, and we finish the on-ground portion tomorrow. So we break for Thanksgiving. They stay online past Thanksgiving for a week, and the semester ends. So we have survived the semester. I think most schools have. So it's been a very, no doubt, interesting semester.
And, you know, Dr. Burnett, we're blessed that we live in a warmer climate than so many of the colleges that are north of the state of Alabama, and I'm sure that's helped with the number of cases that we've seen. But was there thought put into that with coming back from the Thanksgiving holiday that you don't know where students may be going to see family and what could possibly be brought back to campus?
Exactly. I mean, our semester would have ended after next week anyway. You'd have come back from Thanksgiving for 1 week, and then taking finals. So we basically skipped fall break to make up for the days. We didn't lose any days of instruction. But, yeah, the thought was you don't want kids across the country coming back next week. It's not good for their families or to come back to campus either. So I think most schools have done that. We'll actually, by the way, start the spring a week later. Mm. We'll actually start right after Martin Luther King Day for the same reason. Give us 2 weeks past New Year's Eve. Again, you've got about a 7-week break here. Hopefully, things will settle down during that 7 weeks.
Yeah, sure hope so. Now, When I was going through my college classes, about half were already virtual, and that was over a decade ago, so before any of this pandemic stuff. So I would say colleges kind of had a head start on virtual learning. But in your experience, do you feel that learning online, that you lose a bit of something that students get when they come into class, or has it been mostly you just keep rolling on just like the University of Mobile has done for years?
Well, that's a good question. And we have done online classes for years. But, you know, our niche in a small private institution, our students come here for the on-ground personal experience. I mean, that's kind of our costs are a little bit higher, but you make up for that cost in the experience we offer. So we have found our students have done very well online. But, you know, given the choice, our students in particular, I believe, would rather be on ground. It's just there's nothing like that college experience on ground, the ball games, the dorms, things like that. They have done very well in online classes. I commend them for that. But I do think, given the choice, at least in our case, they prefer the on-ground classes.
Dr. Lonnie Burnett is the president of the University of Mobile and also teaches a class in history just for kicks every morning.
that's called stress relief time, actually. Yeah,
exactly. I mean, I'm sure you really enjoy being face-to-face with the students. And
I do.
So it's kind of like, you know, hey, can I continue to do this? I think that's really, really I will, you know, let's see, 8 o'clock, I can't sit in on one of your classes, but I'll get up there soon and say hello. So let's talk a little bit about the school itself. And it is a very unique campus, and the campus life is very unique, too. I've been up for some of those RAM days or family days or whatever you want to call it, where students that are considering the University of Mobile show up, and you guys put on a great dog and pony show for sure. Now you're going to do something a little bit different. It's going to be a drive-through college fair, and you're not the only college involved in it. Tell us about this.
This is the strangest thing ever, but it's done from necessity. This goes back to one of our recruiters went to one of these in North Alabama. And what a drive-through fair is, it's like a college version of Trunk or Treat. Instead of getting candy bars, you're getting information on colleges. You literally drive onto the campus, and there's tables and booths set up from schools. You drive by, you get information. You get scholarship information. You talk to admissions counselors. You know, across the state, all schools are in the same situation. You're recruiting now for your fall semester next year. And with the high schools being kind of closed up to recruiters, they're getting very creative. So our folks had this idea. Within an hour, 25 universities had signed up for it. So we've got schools from Alabama, Mississippi, Florida coming to our campus. I think 25 total from Southern Miss, Ole Miss, UAB, Alabama, Auburn, Louisiana, Lafayette, places like this. There'll be 25 schools on campus, a great chance for high school students to see all these guys at one time. You normally do these things in a big convention center, but that's, you know, with COVID, you can't do that now. Mm-hmm. So it's a good outdoor event.
I commend you for having all these other colleges. If I were the president of the University of Mobile, I would probably sabotage these other colleges' presentations.
We thought about putting tax by there, but yeah, we thought about it, put it by Aunt Ed. But
I mean,
the beauty is, I mean, yeah. And I thought about that, but all these kids who come to these different schools, they'll see our campus.
Yes.
And as Dan knows, when you see our campus, you're kind of drawn to it. So, you know, my goal is a kid might be thinking about another school, but he comes to my school and sees our campus, it might change his mind. I'm not above the sabotage out there. I like that.
But also, like, I guess we've got to make sure the kids understand they've got to RSVP and do that online, right?
Yes. You know, some schools, you know, the entire system has been invited. So you can go to our website, umobile.edu/drive-through, and there's a place to register to RSVP. But, you know, any kid that hears the sound of my voice is welcome to come. But the RSVP would be good. But, yeah, please do come, certainly.
Okay. So RSVP, umobile.edu/drive-through, and you can take care of business that way.
Sure.
Anything else, Dalton?
And this will be, what, next Thursday?
Oh, yeah.
So a week from Thanksgiving this week?
It is, yeah, Thursday, December the 3rd, from 3:30 until 6:30 here on our campus.
Okay. Congratulations on negotiating and managing through this crazy time so successfully, Dr. Burnett. We wish you the best of luck with the drive-through college fair, and certainly the spring semester, maybe things are going to open up and get normal again.
We hope so. Thank you very much.
You
we
got
hope
it.
So.
Dr. Lonnie Burnett, he's the president of the University of Mobile, and they've gotten creative, which so much during this era of coronavirus, everybody, businesses, schools, everybody's had to figure out a plan B.
Yeah, you have to adapt and overcome the situation, and they're certainly doing a great job of that at UM.
8:15 at FM Talk 106.5, Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, the weekend that was in the Orwig family. We will check all that out on the way. Hopefully your weekend was fine. We've got clearing skies and cooler today.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. It will be cooler with temperatures in the upper 60s this afternoon. Tonight, clear, lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, sunny and slightly warmer with afternoon temperatures in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A Texas woman who was arrested in Mobile for unruly behavior on a flight is scheduled to go before a judge this morning. Sierra McClinton is facing disorderly conduct and public intoxication charges. She's accused of taking off her clothes during the flight and fighting airline workers. The pilots were forced to land at Mobile Regional Airport, where she was escorted off the plane and taken to Mobile Metro Jail. The search continues for a man accused of attacking another driver at a Mobile gas station over the weekend. Mobile police say the incident started when the victim passed the suspect on Spring Hill Boulevard. The man started following the victim's car, following it to a gas station at University, where he hit him in the head with a handgun. The victim managed to get pictures of the suspect's car. He plans to offer a reward for information about the suspect. Officials continue to monitor a sperm whale stranded in Mobile Bay. It's the first documented case of a sperm whale in Alabama waters. The prognosis for the whale is not good, according to Dr. Ruth Carmichael of the Dauphin Island Sea Lab. She says they strand for a reason, either sick or some other problem. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This tip for the outdoorsman is brought to you by SunSouth, where you'll find quality John Deere equipment. Fall sales event going on now. Think SunSouth for those that do. Visit us at SunSouth or shop online, sunsouth.com.
Sometimes, speckled trout fishing is for the birds. Hi, I'm John Felsher. You might have read some of my articles in many outdoors publications. Well, stand by for another outdoors tip.
Whether it's time to get fields planted, lawns manicured, debris cleared, or if you just need to escape the 9-to-5 grind for a tranquil getaway, think SunSouth, where you'll find quality John Deere equipment, affordably priced, and ready to tackle outdoor jobs faster and more efficiently. And during our fall sales event, think SunSouth for 0% financing for 72 months on select John Deere equipment, like the 3032E, the 1025R, and more. Plus, SunSouth has great financing on John Deere Gators, including the Gator 590M S4 with 1.9% financing for 60 months. And SunSouth has you covered with great service specials to keep your equipment performing its best, like riding lawn equipment service packages starting at only $59.99. But hurry, the fall sales event at SunSouth ends soon. So visit us at SunSouth or shop online at sunsouth.com. Think SunSouth. Those that do.
Offer expires November 30th, 2020. Some restrictions apply. See deal for details.
Like a scene from a classic Alfred Hitchcock movie, swarming, squawking birds begin their attack. But the nearby anglers didn't seem to mind at all. Speckled trout frequently gather in schools to herd bait fish or shrimp to the surface where the terrified prey run out of escape room. Sharp-eyed birds quickly spot the ruckus and pounce on panicked bait, attempting to flee the slashing fangs below them. Now, one or two diving birds might not mean much, especially if they're terns or pelicans. However, a large flock of excited, laughing seagulls hovering just over the water could mean hot trout action. Determine which direction a school is moving and plan a drift to intercept it. Let the wind or tide carry the boat toward the fish. Only use a trolling motor sparingly for directional control. For sheer excitement, nothing beats a hungry fish blasting a topwater bait, but anglers could spend more time unhooking trout than hooking them. When fishing for frenzied schooling trout, toss jigs or popping cork rigs. This is John Felsher with your outdoors tip, brought to you by FM Talk 106.5.
So, how's the new job?
Love it. But it's not just a job, it's a career.
Life insurance? Love?
I told you Woodman Life is really active in the community, right? They support all kinds of community improvement projects. How's your job, by the way?
Don't ask.
Call Carol Reed, the Mobile and Baldwin County Recruiting Sales Manager, 251-238-2809, or visit woodmanlife.org to learn more.
Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
Shopping for a mattress can be stressful, and some stores may make you feel pressured and rushed to buy the mattress they want you to buy. Good Morning Mattress Center will not push or rush you. They'll take the time to guide you through their selection of Jamison, Serta, Sealy, Ashley, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. They want you to go home with a mattress that is right for you and your budget. Go to Good Morning Mattress Center on Airport Boulevard for a stress-free mattress shopping experience. Right now, some mattresses are 50% off. Emerging Markets Consulting LLC, the nation's largest microcap stock newsletter, is a proud sponsor of Auburn football on FM Talk 106.5. Don't miss any of the action. Saturday, it's Auburn football, brought to you in part by Emerging Markets Consulting LLC.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, it's been a good ride so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, I-10, northbound 65, steady from Spring Hill, Moffitt. You'll see heavier park.
Tried to get it all out, I guess. I guess Kane was done. FM Talk 106.5. A little bit of traffic, better than none at all, I think.
Yeah.
It's 8:21 at FM Talk 106.5. All right, we've got a contest online. It is a huge Naughty or Nice contest. Chance to win all these prizes. Let me put it like this. Somebody will win something from each store.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody that's really, really going to be the one and only is going to win something, the grand prize from all these merchants, and it's amazing.
Yeah, valued at over $6,600. One lucky winner. So if you're a fan of FM Talk 106.5 or you've tuned in anytime over the last, I don't know, half decade, we might have been doing this longer than that, but we always have these huge contest giveaways. And you'll notice that what's different from FM Talk 106.5 than a lot of other radio stations is that we are a local company. Everything is in-house here for the most part, except for a few syndicated shows here and there. But we're local, so we like our contests to be local.
Yeah.
And I can go back and check, but I believe every main winner for contests that we've had has had a 251 area code in front of their
phone number.
And it's no different this time. Our Christmas contest giveaway for 2020, the Naughty or Nice prize package, valued at over $6,600. Now, how you enter, and you can enter all the way through December 18th. On that day, we will announce the main winner as well as the qualifying winners on Midday Mobile, a good week before Christmas. So you have plenty of time to get these prizes under the Christmas tree, although you won't be able to fit all of these under one Christmas tree.
Hey, when you win and you put them all under your Christmas tree, take a picture and send it to us, because I that'd be quite a sight for us.
So you enter by going to each of these participating partners and putting your name and phone number in the box. You could also gain an extra entry by going to their Facebook pages and commenting on the contest status that they have pinned to the top. And we have the addresses for each of the stores and also their Facebook pages on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click Christmas Contest Giveaway at the top of the page, or go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/fmtalk1065, and the directions are there as well. But one lucky winner will win this prize package from Beckham's Florist and Gifts, a Tyler gift basket. From Good Morning Mattress and Mobile, where Sean held his Midday Mobile show on Friday, they have a queen-sized Tempur-Pedic mattress that they're giving away. From G&D Farm Feed and Outdoors, a Boss Buck deer feeder and Leopold binoculars. From Carrot Patch Jewelers, a Diamond by the Yard necklace. From Robertsdale Power Equipment, a Husqvarna weed eater with an edger attachment. From Spring Hill Ace Hardware, a Generac generator. And from Weatherford's Fountain and Lawn, a beautiful fountain. Plus, they'll install it for you. That entire package valued at over $6,600, and it's going to one lucky winner. Now, we'll have a winner for each store, and then of those seven winners, we'll draw, and one person will win the huge prize package. But the other six that won from each store will get a qualifying prize. So multiple winners, but only one big-time winner, and that one person will win that huge prize package. Enter now through December 17th. I think we'll take the boxes up, and then on December 18th, we will announce the winner. And like I said, more information on our website and on our Facebook page.
And when you go by these merchants in these different stores and such, just let them know that that we appreciate them so much, what they do, and their faith in FM Talk 106.5. But it really is much more than where I've been before. This is really a community where we help each other out. Mm-hmm. We're the radio station, but we also we're local business. But we also have these local businesses who believe in us. And they believe in us to get the word out, and they're in return on an investment where I think we deliver. I think we deliver. Our audience is listens very closely to what we've got to say, and we just appreciate them so much. So get out there. Support these businesses, and at the same time, give yourself a chance to win an incredible prize.
These businesses have been through so much in 2020, local businesses. And, you know, with the holidays coming up, and we had the lockdown earlier this year, and of course, with so many people worried about catching the virus, it's been hit and miss for so many businesses. And, you know, I know you went through Baldwin County, it's been about a month ago, following Hurricane Sally.
Right, I was going to get to that. So you went down to the beach, and then so I realized, oh, you know what, there still may be some damage down there. I guess it's not a matter of there may be, there is. What did you see down there?
Yeah, so for the first time since Hurricane Sally, I went down and stayed in Gulf Shores this weekend. And, you know, going into Thanksgiving, this is typically a time where there are a bunch of people that go down to the beach and are with family through the Thanksgiving holiday. And we went down and stayed in a condo right there off the foot of 59. And there are more construction crews than there are people, it seemed. That's probably not statistically factual, but there are so many construction crews out and working on these different businesses and condominiums. It's actually where we stayed, we had there were maybe, I don't know, maybe 20 to 25 cars with people that were staying in the same place we were, and we had to park across the street because the condo that we were staying in was an active and is an active construction zone. Hmm. There are so many that are doing the exact same thing right now as they repair from the damage from Hurricane Sally. We had to sign a waiver just to stay where we were and only use certain doors. And it's pretty unreal being down there during this.
So, okay, so capacity-wise, the condo, how big a condo is it? How many stories?
Good question. I think 10, probably 13 to 15 okay. stories. I might be off a little bit there.
So what do you feel like the capacity was? Was it like a very small percentage of those were filled
in? I feel like most of the people that were staying there were owners of the condos. I don't know if many were renting it out, but it's the same story all the way down from Fort Morgan through Orange Beach and down to the Florida line. It's so many of these condos are seeing the same thing. And then as we were trying to figure out where to eat during the weekend, it's hit and miss because so many of these restaurants down there are still closed from the damage from Hurricane Sally.
Wow.
You know, yesterday was a football Sunday. I watched my Tennessee Titans play down there before I came back up to Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
We decided we wanted to eat some Hooters wings. And my dad said, you know, they've been closed actually for rebuilding. And my first question was, which waitresses were rebuilding during the? And he said, no, the actual restaurant.
Right.
Okay. All right. Now I understand. So
yeah.
they had reopened, but it's not that story for so many different businesses. You call and they're just still shut down. So it's going to be a long time before they get back to business. And, you know, of course, they've got next spring and summer on their minds right now because that's when everybody comes down.
You talk about being exposed. That beach road, right? All those businesses across the street from the beach itself, all those restaurants, all those shopping centers and things like that, they were just sitting ducks when that thing came in, and I'm sure that we know about all the damage well beyond the beach itself into Alberta, into Robertsdale. We've talked about that, but. had to be really scary at those places, and the damage had to be incredible.
Yeah, and although the cities and the county have done a great job of picking up debris, there's still so much debris on the side of the road. And actually, one of the stories from our news partners at WKRG, there was a drunk driving accident, a wreck on 59 very early Sunday morning. And we were actually coming back from the South Baldwin emergency room Sunday morning. Spent all night. That's a whole nother story, but spent all night in the emergency room. And we're driving back down 59. And I actually drove by right after this drunk driving accident happened. And I think first off, it was probably because this person was driving drunk. But secondly, it looked like there was debris on the side of the road that may have played a role in this accident.
Yeah.
And so it's still pretty dangerous out there. And then you look at some of the farms, like in Robertsdale and driving up the Baldwin Beach Express. And, you know, they tell you to put debris out by the side of the road. Some of these farms have huge tree trunks with the roots and everything. I don't know what kind of truck can pick some of this up, but major, major damage all across Baldwin.
You know, when I went over to Baldwin County 2 weeks into it, you know, that's what I saw. I saw lumber and trees, parts of trees that were so massive. Mm. I thought, my goodness, and so much of it. How do you get rid of it all? It's going to take a lot of time.
Oh, yeah.
FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, listening to Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to head over to McConnell Automotive and talk with Louis Arata. Hey, Louis.
Morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great as we head into the Thanksgiving holiday later this week, and it's pleasant weather, going to be some nice weather for the first half of this week. What can we expect when we come out to McConnell?
That's right. Trucks,
yeah.
Trucks, and more trucks. Man, we have got them. We're trading them in. We're getting a bunch of trucks in on the new car side. Got about actually 30 should be here before Christmas. So y'all looking for those big rebates, $6,000 on that new pickup truck, come check those out. got great interest rates here. We're going to be here all week. We're going to do a little Christmas, a little Thanksgiving tomorrow, dinner here, and we're going to be here selling cars. Y'all need to check us out online at McConnellAutomotive.com. And if you got any questions for any of the inventory, give Gene or I a call at 251-476-4141.
Now, are y'all still buying vehicles from customers?
That's right. We will just give us a call, Gene or I, at the VIN and the miles, and we'll give you a price right over the telephone. Get you some Christmas money.
That's right. All right. We appreciate it, Louie.
Thank you.
That is Louie Arata. You'll find him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com.
FM Talk 106.5, 837, Dan Brennan and Dalton Orwig. I'm among those who's, hate to say I'm ignoring the CDC recommendations, but I'm Kim's already up in Virginia Beach, where Zach lives,
mm-hmm.
and I'm leaving tomorrow stroke of nine. It's such a long ride. Maybe I can make 14 hours and after getting up at 0 o'clock in the morning and make it up there. Maybe not, but we're not going to have a big crowd up there. It's
right.
Going to be Zach, Kim, and I, and a couple of other people. So it's not a situation where I'm riding 14 hours to get to a party. I'm just going to see my son.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either. Same for my family, although we'll be a little closer to Mobile. We'll be going up to Clark County to be with my parents. But
The Air Force Academy guy coming in too?
Yeah, the Air Force Academy guy, my brother. He will be flying in this week, which is great because we were wondering whether state restrictions would keep him from coming and seeing us this Thanksgiving, but we're not having a big party, not because of the CDC, just because that's kind of what was in the cards anyway, was for us to have a small little family gathering, and then I think for Christmas the plan is for my wife's parents and her family to come in, and we'll kind of do a little bit of a bigger thing over Christmas's holidays. But
I want to give you a heads up, though. When you do that football in the yard with your brother,
yeah,
Air Force runs the triple option. So he's going to give you an offense that you're not used to defending, and best of luck with that.
I know. I've actually been preparing for weeks because we have yet to start our season.
You're not a run and gun. The triple option. He's going to come right at you.
That's what I hear.
A lot of misdirection.
But my brother, he's actually in the minority this year that are flying. Flying to where they're going.
Yeah, I saw some of the numbers out in L.A. Mm-hmm. Well, nationwide, they were making an example out of L.A., but nationwide, it's down more than a half from last year, right?
Yeah, way more. So they had airport screenings Friday and Saturday. And, you know, the CDC, like you mentioned earlier, they came out and encouraged Americans to not travel for the holidays, which to me, you know, that's their job, is to put out the warnings. But when you see what's gone on across the country over these last few months, it's so...
We need the holidays worse than ever.
Seriously.
Yeah.
It's like, you can go out and do this and that, but you can't go be with your family. You know, that's kind of problematic to me, but I do think it's smart if you are going to be visiting either sick family members or older family members to just, if you're feeling sick, you know, maybe don't be in the same room as them or try mm-hmm. to keep your distance. Or if you can, like you had the story earlier, the no before you go testing they had in Mobile. If you're feeling one way or the other, go get tested before you visit some of these older family members.
I thought that was encouraging. The turnout was so great on Saturday morning. The Mobile County health officials had that special coronavirus testing hours at several locations, and the line of cars at the main office of the county health department, 70 deep before they started at 8 o'clock Saturday morning.
Wow.
That's a lot of people taking this thing seriously and obviously wanting to partake in the holiday
mm-hmm.
and at the same time trying to make sure that they're not taking something to the gathering.
Right, exactly. Well, there were a lot of people that boarded planes this past weekend to go to where they were heading. I think the count was over 2 million people that were screened at airports on Friday and Saturday. That's about less than half. I think there were around 5 million this time last year mm-hmm. for Thanksgiving. But still, Friday's numbers were over a million people went through the airports. That was the second time since mid-March, since COVID really started to affect the airlines and other businesses, only the second time they've had more than 1 million people pass through the airport in one day.
Since COVID.
Since COVID. So that's encouraging to see. But I think a lot of people will be traveling anyway. And we've kind of joked, you know, holiday after holiday, AAA sends out a press release where they say, more Americans than ever will be traveling this fill in your national holiday, whether mm-hmm. it's Independence Day or Thanksgiving or Christmas. And this is the first time, I believe, since 2008 during the recession that they're expecting fewer people to travel for Thanksgiving. I think they said it'd be down by about 10% this year. Well, they ran a survey and they found that about 40% of respondents said that they will not be traveling because of COVID concerns this Thanksgiving. And of course, that means that 60% said they plan to travel anyway. But then you break down that 60% of the people that said they will be traveling, and 83% said they plan to drive compared to flying, or I guess the other modes of transportation.
Yeah, I mean,
train.
I could certainly fly. It's a long way, right? So I'd have to get a connector and everything like that. It's not a, there's no straight flights to a place like Virginia Beach, but I could have opted to go that route.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just figuring, hey, let's just, plus the flights were really expensive.
Oh, I bet.
Really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, no, $800 or something like that. It's like, that's not worth it. I can get in my car and knock this thing out.
And I saw a timely story. I think it was, you know, last week. Might have been the New York Times or the Wall Street Journal. You know, a little headline popped up on my phone. And they said, your risk of catching coronavirus on a plane is next to nothing, which hard for me to imagine, you know, depending on what you think about COVID-19. I would say of all your options, being in a plane would be one of the last on my list.
Mm-hmm.
But they're doing more and more research, and they said that they think your chances of catching in an airplane, while not zero, are actually lower than most people think.
Isn't that crazy?
It's
all those people packed into that plane.
And the recirculating air.
Yeah.
I still don't know about that report, but they're also putting reports out now that you're unlikely to catch COVID-19 from surfaces. So I think of all the time that I spent wiping down even the surfaces in my own home at the beginning of this pandemic. And I mean, we're here in a radio station. We took this seriously. We wiped down the microphones and we wiped down the everything we have around here, basically, just to keep everyone feeling as safe as possible while they're here. But as they find out more about this virus, they're finding out that that it's just not what they thought it was at the very beginning. Now,
we were paralyzed at the very beginning. You remember how paralyzed we felt? Like, you would walk somewhere. I would walk outside just to get out of the, you know, being stir crazy, and I would think, can I sit on that bench?
Yeah.
Can I touch that railing? It was that, but I was trying to stay safe, and all the information was just so paralyzing and frightening.
But at the same time, some of the stuff they said very early on in the pandemic proved to be true.
Yeah.
With who's most likely to experience really bad, you know, effects from the virus, and it's older people and people that have other medical conditions, and obesity plays a large role in this. And that's something they said at the beginning that has really stayed pretty consistent from their studies here recently. But I thought the Thanksgiving travel information was pretty interesting, and I would actually bet that more people travel than AAA expected to this year, because I think people are just kind of, you know, there's something to be said for the fear of COVID-19, but most people are just over it. They're ready to get out and see family and have some sort of normalcy.
And what's more normal than being around the people you love on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, there's nothing.
That's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, give us that, please.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, we know we need to be safe. And we will be. I think, let's see what happens in a couple of weeks after Thanksgiving, and if there's any residual effects, COVID in terms of spiking numbers and that kind of thing. Hopefully not. And then we're going to maybe see the light and get out of this thing.
Well, here's one person glad you're going to Virginia Beach. They said, Dan, you're an American. Go see your baby boy and don't let anyone shame you.
I'm going to do that, man. That's what I'm doing. FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, 8:45. The show is Mobile Mornings, and we're so glad you're listening.
Talk 106.5 Traffic.
You got something on top of that, right?
Yeah. So a caller called in another traffic incident here. Two-car accident eastbound exiting the Wallace Tunnel. Looks like the accident is in the left-hand lane. So according to this caller, you'd be better off getting in the right-hand lane. But looks like things could be backed up going eastbound as you exit the Wallace Tunnel this morning. Fun stuff.
A lot of debris down there in Baldwin County, lower Baldwin County. You went down to the beach over the weekend and tried to just relax with the family. And but you did notice that there's still tons of damage, right?
Oh, yeah, tons of damage. And, you know, we talked about OWA and how they were a staging center for so many of the power line crews.
They were the perfect. The fact that OWA was there, there was nothing else like that in that area of the county where they could have staged that many trucks.
Mm-hmm.
So God bless them and their parking lot. And it helped a lot because that was nearly the center of the storm, right?
Yeah, I finally visited OWA. I mean, they've been open for a while now, and I've driven by it tons of times and had never been inside OWA. And every time I've driven by it, I'm like, wow, there's just, I don't see how they're going to hang on for very long. Because
it looked like a lot of people there, right?
Yeah, from the Beach Express and from that road that cuts right beside it. I didn't think there were many people there. So finally, on Saturday, before the tree lighting, we went to OWA, my wife and my daughter. And I was surprised. You can't see the parking lot from 59 unless you're in a taller truck than I ride in. And the parking lot was probably, I don't know, 70% full.
Wow.
And we went and ate it. I think it was the Groovy Goat or the something Goat sports bar.
Is that a sports bar?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was really good. And
Greg Peterson's got a place down there, too.
Oh, yeah, really.
The Italian restaurant.
That's right. That's right. And it was actually pretty packed for a Saturday in the fall. Mm. And I was asking around, you know, like I do, want to be journalist here, asking how busy they've been through the summer months. And they said, of course, with COVID-19, you know, that played a role. And then the hurricanes hurt, but they've been pretty busy. And I guess Halloween they had something there at OWA that was really busy, but I had a blast there. And we did the since my daughter's too short to ride on any of the rides, we did the free pass to kind of walk around inside.
Mm-hmm.
And she's now obsessed with roller coasters.
I'll bet she is. I mean, she's probably never seen anything like that in her life.
No, not at all. We actually had her, I had her putting her hands up like she was riding the roller coaster. And we ended up just sitting and watching that main centerpiece roller coaster they have there over and over and over again. And I think one guy rode the same roller coaster front middle seat probably 10 times in a row. Watching him up there, but it was really cool. And I was surprised by how many people were there, because you just don't see it from the Beach Express.
It goes back again to be careful of the surfaces and all that stuff. Well, you're going to touch a lot of surfaces when you go to an amusement park.
Yeah.
But people are, they're trying to stay socially distanced like you would at Publix or Greer's or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. You got to do what you got to do. And at some point, you got to have a little bit of fun too, because this whole thing has been such a drag on everybody. So it's like, you know, go enjoy yourself.
Yeah, and I think that's what we're doing on the Gulf Coast. Lots of people were out having fun and socially distanced. And it's outside. I mean, come on.
I'm glad that they're not getting hammered by this COVID-19. I'm glad that people are going out and enjoying themselves. If you stay socially distanced, have a good time.
So I found this list. They did a poll and asked people what they miss most during the coronavirus, you know, shutdown and people trying to stay distanced. And I was actually struck by how many of these things I have done during the pandemic.
All right, let's go down the list.
So number one, a new survey had people name the top things they missed this year because of the pandemic. And here's the top 10 things. Number one, eating in restaurants without having to stress about it and mask up. I've done that. Done it a bunch of times. Have you gone into restaurants since this thing? Or?
Yeah, I have a few times. So once again, what was the answer? Was
number one was eating in restaurants without having to stress about it and mask up.
Yeah, I haven't gone out of my way to do it a lot of times, but I have maybe a handful of times.
Okay, so that's something I've done that apparently a lot of people haven't. Number two, casually browsing through stores. I've done a lot of that during the pandemic. Number three, spending time with friends. I've done that. Number four, shopping malls. I've been in quite a few shops. I am failing this list, or passing with flying colors, depending on who you're asking.
You're an American.
Number five, movie theaters. Now, that's something I've yet to do, was going to a movie theater.
No, and I haven't done that.
It's not because of the pandemic. It's just because, you know,
all the movies suck.
Yeah, basically. Number six, being able to have a real day out. I've done that a lot of times during the pandemic.
What's a day out?
I guess just going out and doing what you want to do. Like going to OWA, for instance. Just had a couple of those days out this weekend. Number seven, vacations. A lot of people.
Dalton, you've checked every one of these.
Almost every single one. Number eight, spending time with family. I've done quite a bit of that.
I'm waiting on the one that you didn't do.
Number nine, going to concerts. I don't think anyone's gone to many concerts. I think that's mostly because most people aren't touring right now.
Hey, the band is kind of like Journey's at the Wharf. Let's go.
And number 10, going to bars. And, well, I've done that quite a bit of it. So, how many of these have you done during the pandemic? That's the question on the text line.
How many times have you done it? You know, it's not just have you done, but how often have you done it? I was waiting on something that I have not done since this has all started, and that's go back to church. I haven't done that.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't done that. We, you know, we've just made the decision, you know, not going to do that. And I think that some churches are blowing and going pretty well, but get me vaccinated. And we have a lot of older members in our church, too.
Yeah.
I could give it to them. I mean, I'm not making an excuse. I like church.
And so many churches pivoted so quickly to the, yep. you know, online and yep. having a camera trained on the bands and mm-hmm. choirs and pastors. So, but yeah, that's something that it's ridiculous to watch some of these states, you know, have strip clubs open, but they keep the church is limited. But that's, I think it comes back to personal decision making, you know, and that's something that's been lost on so many. By the way, poll question on our Facebook right now, facebook.com/FM Talk 106.5. As we get ready for Thanksgiving and all the eating that comes with it this Thursday, what is your favorite main dish for Thanksgiving? Now, I think most people would assume turkey. That's kind of been the tradition for, you know, hundreds of years here.
Ham was also in there, too. Way back in the day, you would have ham and turkey.
But I've seen more and more people say they don't like turkey, and they're kind of ending that tradition for their families and might not have a turkey at all this Thanksgiving. So those are the two options we put up there, Thanksgiving turkey or Thanksgiving ham. And I like how Leanna's done this. On the Facebook, you vote with a thumbs up for turkey or the angry emoji for ham. So angry ham is the option there. And ham actually jumped out to an early lead, but right now turkey is absolutely blowing ham away in the vote for the favorite main dish.
You know what's crazy, too? Ham and turkey, they're good enough, right? Mm-hmm. You create a meal around them. They're not good enough to be served any other time of the year, right?
No, good point.
When do you have like, hey, we're going to have some turkey tonight? Never happens.
No, but
when do you say we're going to have a baked ham tonight for dinner? It does not happen.
But the leftovers make sandwiches for days and days and days.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to that.
Even that night, you know, with the football on and everything like that. All right, man. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jeff Poor on the way. FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, and Mobile Mornings saying see you tomorrow.